All right, on this day in 1979, the Walkman was first presented from Sony in Japan. So we're going to feature songs the rest of this hour from 1979, music that you might have played on your Walkman when you first bought your Walkman. Although, remember in the beginning, they were like very expensive. Didn't take long for the price to go down, but yes, I remember buying my Walkman, and God, you could just take music with you anywhere. It was such an unbelievable invention, but younger generations don't even get it today because they've got their phones. All right, Essence Fest is coming up. It starts on Thursday, runs through the weekend. Kelly Schultz is Senior Vice President of Communications and Public Relations at New Orleans & Company, and Kelly joins us on WWL. Kelly, good afternoon.
Hey, Scoot. How you doing?
I'm good. You might not even remember 1979 because you were so young, but I remember 1979, and the Walkman was a really big deal.
I was young, but I know what a Walkman is.
Okay. Kelly, let's talk about the economic impact of Essence Fest. It really means so much to the city, and I'll tell you, I love the clothes, the fashion show that is all over downtown when Essence is in town.
Yeah, Scoot, you know, it is so nice to have Essence back again, and they're celebrating their 30th birthday this year. And this is an event that's so synonymous with New Orleans and July 4th weekend and African-American culture. It is huge for the city. You know, I just got a report on economic impact that they're saying $316 million. Other reports have talked about at least $200 million. We know that the hotels are looking good for this weekend. Some of the hotel occupancy numbers are, for example, Saturday night, over 90% occupancy projected. And we haven't really seen numbers that good since the Essence Festival prior to COVID in 2019. So lots of excitement about this event.
That's awesome. Last night I was reading some criticism online that all of the artists had not been set. And so people were having a difficult time making plans. Do you know anything about the movement in that?
I don't know about that. Our client is actually en route to New Orleans right now, so I haven't been able to ask about that. But, you know, the acts that we've been promoting that have been public are some pretty big names. I mean, Usher will be here, Janet Jackson, Charlie Wilson. Of course, our local favorite Tank and the Bangas are going to be performing. So, as you know, the concerts are just one part of Essence. There are many, many more components to this event. You know, with the seminars at the convention center, there's a film festival, a beauty con. There are many, many events in one, but I'm not sure exactly what those folks were referring to.
Well, I had a hard time finding out who was playing what night. So I hope that's something that gets cleared up a lot, because that was some of the interest that people had in Essence Fest right now, that they weren't sure. They knew who was performing, but they weren't sure what nights. And I found a difficult time trying to zero in on who was what on what night. But, you know, I know that's not your area, but I did want to ask you about that. The movie Girls Trip was all about some women coming to Essence Fest, and it's a fun movie, and I recommend that you know, maybe watch that and understand a little bit about what some people did to try to get here. But it's a fun movie. But look, the other thing that that's interesting about Essence is, you know, the vendors along Poydras and the food trucks that are out. It really does have sort of almost a Mardi Gras type atmosphere to it.
It really does. I mean, it's good for business in a lot of ways. I mean, I mentioned hotel occupancy, but that's just one success measure. I mean, we know that when the hotels are doing well, people are out on the streets, they're taking advantage of those food trucks, of the vendors that have popped up along Poydras near the Superdome. We know that there may be outside of Essence going to some of our museums or going to listen to music in some of our clubs. They may extend their trip, you know, beyond the days of the festival. So this really is a deep economic impact. We're fortunate to have this event over July 4th. You know, many cities are not lucky enough to have a major festival happening in their city over July 4th weekend. Yeah. Some cities, you know, their downtown areas kind of clear out. And so for us to have this partnership now going on 30 years that fills the city, fills the convention center, fills the Superdome, and all of the areas around it. It's really just a spectacular thing for us.
Kelly, do you know why Essence Magazine selected New Orleans in the beginning 30 years ago?
They, you know, this started as kind of a celebration. I want to say for their, I'm sorry, I don't have the answer to that question.
No, it's okay. I just, I don't, you know, it just, it's okay. I mean, that's not your area of expertise, but I thought I would ask because I didn't think about it in advance, but it just occurred to me. I wonder why they picked New Orleans. You know, we have a very dominant, active African-American population. So it may have been that easy. It also may have been something so easy as, hey, this is a great place to have anything because of the dome and the proximity of the hotels.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. You know, we like to say that New Orleans is built to host, and Essence is one of those festivals that really showcase why we're built to host. I mean, one of those things is the proximity of the Superdome and the Convention Center, all within walking distance to some of the world's best restaurants, all of the great hotels. You know, I think they certainly were drawn here because of our African-American culture. You know, the attendees of Essence Festival are mostly African-American women. And, you know, there's a stat that they spend over $2,400 per trip to New Orleans.
Wow.
So that is not a small investment in their time, in their funds. And, you know, these women could go anywhere. To any city. And we're fortunate that they're choosing to come to Essence and choose to spend that time with us.
Yeah. Well, it is a great city to host anything. Kelly Schultz, Senior Vice President, Communications, Public Relations with New Orleans & Company. Thanks for being with us and thanks for the information. And, we'll, you know, maybe we'll talk again on Wednesday, the day before it starts, and we'll find out maybe a little more. And I'll do what I can to find out about some of the acts and exactly when they're going to perform. And I can put that out there for everybody who's confused about that.
Thanks, Scoot. I appreciate that. And then we've also got information on neworleans.com. So if we have anything, we'll put it out as well. But thank you.
All right, Kelly Schultz, thanks. Have a great afternoon.